Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info. Look out, SoCal. Southern California is overdue for a massive earthquake. Scientists are stating that there could be a 7.4 earthquake, or up to a 7.4 earthquake. That's at least according to a USA Today article. Now, there is a new fault line that has just been discovered in the region. The concerns are detailed in separate studies that put the quake risks of the USA's most populous state into much sharper focus. Now, where exactly is this new fault? It's around Los Angeles and San Diego, and of course you can see that on your screen. The study was published on Tuesday, and the fault runs underwater from San Diego Bay to Seal Beach in Orange County, and all the way through the Los Angeles Basin. Now, of course, according to a second study was done. Areas north of Los Angeles, they also may be overdue for a massive, massive quake. Usually, these earthquakes, or at least over the past 1,200 years, happen every 100 years. So, studies have been taken for the past 1,200 years, and it shows that every 100 years, there's typically an earthquake along the San Andreas. The last one took place in 1857, the last big one at least, and it was from 7.7 to 7.9. If you do the math, we're well overdue for this. Now, as to when it's actually going to happen, who knows? But research shows that it's overdue. According to the same research, the early earthquakes that took place with this, they were also quite large. They appear to be between magnitude 7.0 and magnitude 7.5. That is, according to the lead author, Kate Schreier of the USGS. The land on each side of that portion of the San Andreas Fault has been crushing together at a rate of over 1 inch per year since 1857, she told the LA Times. This is causing accumulating energy that will be released in a major earthquake when the land along the fault would move by many feet. So we have a new earthquake fault line. Excuse me, a new fault line discovered. We have massive potential for a large earthquake to take place in California. There are 37 million people in California. Even a 5.0 to a low magnitude 6.0 could still have detrimental impact on those regions. So what's causing all of this? Is it humans? Because USA Today also published an article on March 1st stating that 3 million Americans are at risk from human-induced earthquakes. So is this the next attack regarding climate change? Are we somehow now responsible for earthquakes? Now, of course, if you want to put it into fracking, yeah. Yeah. But generally, humans are not responsible for earthquakes. According to the USA Today, 3 million Americans, primarily in Oklahoma and Kansas, are at risk from human-induced earthquakes this year, the U.S. Geological Survey said Wednesday. How in the world can this be? That's the conclusion of a new report that cites wastewater disposal from fracking as triggering the quakes. The number of Americans affected this year is less than last year, when the agency reported 7 million were at risk. The good news is that the overall seismic hazard for this year is lower than in the 2016 forecast. But despite this decrease, there is still a significant likelihood for damaging ground shaking in the U.S. in the year ahead. This is, of course, the words of Mark Peterson, chief of the USGS National Seismic Hazard Mapping Project. Despite this decrease in the number of such earth-shaking events last year, in Oklahoma, was rocked by a 5.8 magnitude earthquake, the state's largest ever recorded. In addition, the state logged the highest number of large earthquakes, or of magnitude 4 or greater, the USGS reported. Now, of course, how in the world are all humans responsible for the earthquakes? Who in the world brought about fracking? Yes, that's right. The environmentalist himself, Obama. This, of course, is according to an RT article. This week's decision by a federal judge to strike down the Obama administration's efforts to regulate but not ban fracking on federal lands overshadows the enthusiastic support from the president, Hillary Clinton, and the Democratic Party for what eco-activists call the rape of Mother Nature. But these are the same people who are saying don't use oil, use fracking. When Oklahoma is being rocked by earthquakes. But Obama put forth the Paris Agreement for climate change. It's like a double standard there. Unless, of course, it goes deeper. And it does. It's all about money. It is all about money. You know, if the Paris Agreement was actually good for the environment, why in the hell are the Rockefellers signing on board? Why are we going to allow large corporations to regulate and tax the oceans, and of course restrict access to the oceans? You need to know about what's going on with our Earth, because we're allowed to be here too. Find out more by going to christiantruther.com and become a member so you can access the Club of Rome series. We're uncovering the special interest groups that are behind the United Nations, and you need to know about it. God bless, and carry on.